I've just been to an event called Ready to Work? A Fair Future for Islington's Young People. It was in sponsored by Linklaters, and it was in their flashy offices in Silk Street, just across the road from the Barbican, where I am now. And I was going to record this inside the Barbican, but the acoustic in there is as dead as a doornail, so I'm recording it outside, sheltering from the rain, with the noise of fountains in the background. It was an event focused on unemployed young people in Islington. There are, in the 16 to 24 year old age group, there are 3,000 unemployed young people in Islington, and apparently there are a million across the UK. And Islington Council and the Islington Business Board are collaborating together to try and do something about that. And this was an event to introduce that. And of course, the big people were there to speak. Catherine West, who's the leader of Islington Council, and Alistair Mitchell, who's the COO of Linklaters, spoke very well, actually. And also Jack Morris, who's well known in Islington. He's the chairman of the Business Design Centre and does a lot of work on employment. He's part of the LEP, a lot of the work on employment and employability in Islington. And I storified that, so you can read my my notes of what those people said. The most interesting bit, anyway, for me, was when Jack Morris chaired a panel session of three of the young people who are involved in these programs in Islington. And there are a number of ways that businesses are getting involved. And the good news was that the event was absolutely packed, standing room only. A lot of businesses and some of those kind of voluntary organisations and charities that are in Islington as well, but it seemed to be mostly business people who were there, which is a very good thing. And the big speakers stressed the importance of businesses being involved and contributing to this. 200,000 people work in Islington, apparently, but 70% of the jobs are done by people who don't live there. So there's loads of really compelling statistics. What was more compelling were the stories of the three young people who spoke on the panel, and they spoke brilliantly. They're involved in apprenticeships, they're involved in mentoring, they're involved in work placements, and there's a thing called Business Works Mentoring, which sounds very interesting, to help young people understand how to get into work. I spoke to quite a few people afterwards, and one of the people I spoke to runs an employment sort of recruiting business in Islington, and he focuses in particular on the digital and creative sector, digital especially, so web developers, coders, software people. And he was saying that one of the issues they deal with, and they deal mostly with graduates, is that a lot of the graduates they're seeing just don't seem to be ready for work and haven't really been prepared for work and don't seem to be getting the right sort of help from their career services. He didn't know at this point that I was connected to University of London project C4CC. But I asked him, okay, well, who is particularly good at preparing their graduates for the world of work? And he mentioned two universities are particularly good. He mentioned Liverpool, and he also mentioned the University of London Career Service, which, phew, that's good, isn't it? However, that is a big issue, and we've got some experience of dealing with that at C4CC. The other thing I picked up is I suppose scepticism is probably about the right word. Cynicism will be possibly too strong a word about some of the big initiatives happening in nearby, the whole tech city thing, as to whether that's going to help the 3,000 young people who are being thought about in this context. And that is an issue that we are concerned about as well, in that in the research phase for the project that is now the Centre for Creative Collaboration, we did a lot of work looking at early stage business in London, and we found that London is a net exporter of these early stage businesses. And of course, when you export the businesses, you export the jobs. That's something that we're going to focus on our project, assuming that we succeed in our present plan of moving into the borough. And obviously we've been doing a lot of work on trying to understand what's happening in the borough, and I was invited to that meeting by Graham Hitchin from the Islington Business Board, and we're already talking to people like St Luke's, the community organisation, which will be round the corner from where we might end up. And obviously we're keen enough to talk to Creative Islington. I think there's a job for us to do, and I think it could be really, really exciting. And I got a real feeling in the room that people are going to do stuff, that the businesses are going to get involved, and that we can make a difference.